The loss of blessing in the life of King Saul. As a result, David was brought in. It says in 1 Samuel 16, the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Although it seemed to happen in a moment, there was a downward spiral that led to this incident. A time when Saul began to lose out by sacrificing when it should have been left for Samuel. That was disrespect for God's word, a lack of trust, and a failure in his personal holiness. Saul's fear of the situation became to him greater than the fear of God. And when that happens, a person is in trouble. Years later, when David misbehaved, he remembered what happened to King Saul, and he was fearful in case the Spirit of the Lord departed from him too. And in Psalm 51, he cries out to God for forgiveness. There are many examples where people were more afraid of their situation than of God. And some courageously positive examples too, such as the three Hebrew boys facing the furnace of fire. They did not flinch. The book of Proverbs puts it clearly. A person's fear sets a trap for him, but one who trusts the Lord is safe. We can sympathize with Saul. Not long into his reign, he was being deserted and left to fight with a few troops. Samuel was slow to come and sacrifice. There are times when it is difficult to keep a cool nerve. The Bible then says Saul acted rashly, enforcing a fast on his troops, the Septuagint version says. Again, Saul seemed reluctant to destroy the captured animals of the Amalekites. After this last incident, Saul pleaded with Samuel to worship with him, which Samuel reluctantly did, but never visited him again. Saul wanted Samuel to worship with him so that he looked okay in the eyes of the people. It was not because he personally wanted to worship God. Originally, Saul thought of himself as unimportant. He was now concerned how he looked in the eyes of others. He spoke of God being Samuel's God rather than his own God. The Bible says that Saul said, "I've sinned, yet honor me now before the elders of my people and before Israel, and return with me so that I may worship the Lord your God." There are one or two clues as to the reason for Saul's demise. He confessed to being afraid of the people. Yet it might mean also he thought it was unnecessary to do what God asked him to do. Like the great kings of the past, he built a monument to himself, so becoming great in his own eyes. Finally, there was an emphasis on the sacrificing or outward acts rather than obeying God. There is the suggestion that he did not seek the will of God and that he might have been worshipping other gods too. In the famous words of the prophet Samuel, God would rather have obedience than sacrifice. We too can be concentrating on the outward acts of worship rather than the inward work of God in our lives and our obedience to him. Samuel made a promise to always pray for the country that had rejected his leadership. These words of Samuel have always been a challenge to me. When people that came to Christ through our church ministry decided to leave and go to another church, though that they were not moving home, they had rejected our church. Why should I continue to pray for them? It happens so often that the next generation relies more on the natural than the spiritual. Samuel was grieving because obedience to God had taken a second place in the life of Saul, and so in the life of the nation. And yet he continued to pray for them. Leadership demands giving direction, not acquiescing to the demands of those being led. There can be no compromise with that which is not of God. The hymn writer William Cowper wrote, "Where is the blessedness that once I knew, when first I saw the Lord?" The Ephesian church lost out when Jesus could challenge them, "I have this against you, the love you had at first is gone." Oh, if we've lost the blessing of God, we must get it back straight away. Right now. Amen. The Lord bless you.